Interesting, you mentioned Donald Trump there, the end being an X factor. Interestingly also is that Trevor Noah, our very own Trevor Noah, last night interviewed or sat down with outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama. When he asked the question about Trump being set to erase almost the whole Obama legacy, including his reforms and particularly climate change, Barack Obama was short of saying he can change all of the reforms, but the climate is changing.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's a huge groundswell there from the state level in the United States. He's going to have a tough time. But I think if we go through what's happened in the last couple of months, Ernest, his campaign ticket was very clear. He didn't mince his words. Trump is a confessed climate change skeptic, and in fact a denier, in that he has sort of stated that he believes global warming was actually a hoax, as we've discussed before, that has been perpetrated on the United States people by the Chinese to compromise the competitiveness of U.S. industry. During his campaign, he also promised coal mining communities that he would ensure that any policies, including the clean energy plan that Obama introduced aimed at reducing carbon emissions of existing coal-fired power stations, would be reversed, thereby hopefully making not only the United States and America great again, but also coal great again, which is almost like trying to bring back the incandescent light bulb. He also promised to cancel the United States' involvement in the now ratified Paris Climate Treaty, which is a difficult thing to break. It's not easy, and that's why it was a rush to get everything signed and sealed, saying that it would severely hamper United States' economic recovery. Now, since his victory, he did come out with a statement saying soon after that he is prepared to be open-minded and that he acknowledged that the climate is changing and that humans are partly responsible for it to an extent, which really gave me and all other environmentalists a glimmer of hope that actually he may have been bluffing and he is actually maybe a closet greenie. But unfortunately, the fairy tale was very short-lived, Ernest, which is evident from his choice of key appointments that he's made. Scott Pruitt to head up the Environmental Protection Agency, he's currently suing the EPA to try and reverse the implementation of the Clean Energy Plan. Rick Perry to head up the Department of Energy. Perry's view is that climate change is a theory that still needs to be proven, despite the scientific consensus. Then there's Jeff Sessions to head up the Department of Justice. The Alabama senator regularly quotes climate change deniers and dismisses the overwhelming scientific consensus on the topic. And finally, I suppose what I'll call my favorite and the coup de grace for me and the climate movement is who I refer to him as Tyrannosaurus Rex Tillerson, currently chief executive and chairman of ExxonMobil, the largest fossil fuel company in the world and by far the most archaic, appointed this morning as Secretary of State, so the main diplomat of United States to other countries, including Russia, who is great friends with Vladimir Putin. So Noam Chomsky, the big intellectual giant who I follow quite closely, he said it best, you cannot have capitalists forging government policy, which is, you know, you're basically giving the wolves the keys to the chicken coop, Ernest. They will obviously design things to ensure they have more to eat than anyone else, and at any cost to anyone else. And this is exactly what's happening. It's very, very scary, Ernest, and it would be a massive pity if all the massive gains that were made over the last two decades were reversed because of basically one man and the United States population. I wish I could end the year on a more positive note, Ernest, but I suppose that is something we just have to see, and hopefully it doesn't play out the way I've said it.
It is what it is, Kevin James. It's been another interesting year, and we're looking forward, at least I am, to another robust discussion and engagement with you, as we always do, in the next season. All the best to you and your family as well for 2017 and beyond.
Thank you, Ernest. And to you and the team too, and to all the listeners, please just be water wise this Christmas and festive season. We don't have a lot to go around.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. Kevin James, our regular guest on the Drive Time Experience from GCS Africa.